Coming up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
God has a plan for your life, and there is nothing that's going to stop His plan from coming to pass in your life. And let me tell you, I'm not just looking at my plan, I'm looking at my family plan. I'm looking at my children. I don't care what kind of shape they're in, there is nothing going to stop God's plan. I'm talking about this is your time of vengeance and recompense.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Now, the church should be about God's business. And that when we go anywhere and we see that it's not in line with the kingdom, our job is to work to bring it in line. Say amen to that. Amen. We go into a neighborhood and it's wrought with poverty. We're supposed to go in there to eradicate that poverty. Say amen to that. Crime or ignorance, whatever it is, we're supposed to go in there and change it according to the kingdom specifications. Praise God. Now, in Isaiah 61, this is what Jesus read in the synagogue. Now, understand, this is hundreds of years before Jesus came. But he took this same text and read it. But when he read it, he stopped at a certain part. He didn't keep going. Now, let me show you this. Verse 1, Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and that he might be glorified. And they shall build, underline that, and they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities and desolations of many generations, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and your sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of a God, and you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. For your shame you shall have double. Go on, verse 8. For I, the Lord, love what? Judgment. Put justice in your Bible. And I hate robbery, for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. All right. This is what Jesus read when he read it in Luke chapter 4. Put your hand right there, turn to Luke chapter 4, because I want to show it to you. Verse 17, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, or Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place that was written, so he went to that place. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach what? The acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And notice what he did. The last part of that he read was to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Am I right? Come back over now to Isaiah chapter 61, and let's read that and see, keep going. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, and they shall build. Now, if I take that same thing and I read it out of the Living Bible translation, he says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to the captives, and to open the eyes of the blind. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of God's favor to them has come, and the day of his wrath to their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of heaviness, for God has planted them like a strong and graceful oaks for his own glory, and they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities long ago destroyed, reviving them, though they have lain there many generations. Foreigners shall be your servants, and they shall feed your flocks and plow your fields and tend your vineyards, and you shall be called priests of the Lord, ministers of our God. Verse 8, I'll go down there. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully reward my people for their sufferings and make an everlasting covenant with them, and their descendants shall be known and honored among the nations. All shall realize that they are the people God has blessed. The Holy Spirit's number one job in the last days is to execute vengeance upon the enemies of God's people. And nothing shall escape him. You with me? Understanding vengeance and recompense creates a significant change in your attitude and your behavior. I am saying now that whatever is tampering with your destiny in God, whatever is afflicting or humiliating you, whatever is against your peace and progress, and against your career, your business, and your children, God is now commanding vengeance upon them. Now, you just stay with me. What we showed you before is God spoke to Abraham and said that your seed shall go into bondage for 400 years. And they're going to come out, and when they come out, they're going to come out with some stuff. Let's flip back there real quick. Exodus chapter 3, please, very quickly. Exodus chapter 3. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. So notice, the king won't let him go. Now, I'm saying that because the enemy has been resisting you being an instrument of restoration in this earth. Now, it's not people. People are just used. The one that's been resisting you is Satan. And I have stretched out my hand to smite Egypt with my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I'll give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass when you go, you will not go empty. Now, underline that. Redemption is not complete without divine provision. Now, you got to write that down. You got to hang on to that now. Redemption is not complete without divine provision. The enemy tried to get you to come out with nothing. He tried to get you to come out and stay in debt. He tried to get you so forth and so on. But no. That's not a part of it. The whole thing is recover all. Every way that the enemy has been used to get you in the shape that you're in, God is going to restore you. He's going to restore your spirit. You get born again. He's going to restore your mind. You're going to come into the mind of Christ. You're going to start reasoning like God. He's going to restore your body. Whatever is wrong with your body, God is healing it now. You got to believe the prophet now. Now, remember what he said in Psalm chapter 105 and verse 37. He said this, "He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not what? One feeble person," come on, "among their tribe." I mean, there was nobody with even a hangnail. I mean, God healed them all. He healed them all because that was part of the redemption package. Say amen to that. And so what we're talking about is God is thematic, man. The same kind of theme and principles in the Old Testament that he used for Israel, he's using for Zion today. You are the church. He's bringing you out. Say amen to that. So now, glory to God. And so now, where am I? Okay, so he's bringing you out, but he's bringing you out with some stuff. Now, the enemy has been trying, has tried to resist you. He has tried to resist God's people because they have been prophetically packaged to lead the world. And he has been trying to resist you from fulfilling your destiny. Now, I'm saying now justice is about to kick in. Now, remember what we said, vengeance has nothing to do with hatred. It has nothing to do with emotional retaliation or resentment. Vengeance proceeds from a love of justice. It is a necessary thing that God does to punish offenders. Now, understand, Pharaoh was to let him go. He warned him once. He warned him twice. He warned him three times. He warned him almost, what, seven plagues, I think, came. All these were warnings for Pharaoh to let him go, but Pharaoh wouldn't let him go. Now, God already told Pharaoh what's going to happen if he doesn't let him go. Look at verse, if you will, verse 21 of Exodus chapter 4. "And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return unto Egypt, see that thou doest all the wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let my people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I'm going to slay your son, even thy firstborn." Now, this is God talking here. Now, he's a God of love. Say, God is love. But I want you to see something, that if a person and doesn't want to participate and doesn't want to yield to God's plan for his people, then they're going to have to be dealt with. Come on over to Matthew chapter 2, please, very quickly. Matthew chapter 2. So everything holding you from your destiny must let you go now. I said everything holding you from your destiny must let you go right now. I'm saying every struggle in your life is going to end right now. I'm talking about today. Your season of failure and frustration is over. You got a new season come now. It's a season of success and prosperity. Say amen to that. Whatever has been resisting God's plan for your life is to be stopped right now. Every plan God has for you shall come to fruition. And the enemy has been holding you back, but you are breaking forth today. I said, you are breaking forth today. His days of bullying you and pushing you around and trying to terrorize
authorize you are over. You're going to be bold like you've never been before, because your behavior is going to change, because you have now understood how significant you are in the eyes of God for His prophetic move in this hour. Hey! Look at Matthew chapter 2. You with me? I understand. Former, latter rain. Former rain for gathering. Latter rain, beautifying. Former rain, gathering. Latter rain, beautifying. And everything that's trying to make you uncomfortable, the Holy Spirit now is going to deal with it. Say amen to that. And I'm saying now that it doesn't make any difference. The Holy Spirit, number one job, number one thing that He's going to do is execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people, and nothing will escape Him. I don't care what they're doing or how they're doing it. It makes no difference. Look what it says here in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise now, and take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to do what to him? To keep Jesus from fulfilling what God has planned for him to do in this earth. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by the night, and departed to Egypt. And he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and what? Under, according to the time which he had diligently acquired of the wise men. In other words, Jesus now was about 2 years old, based on what the wise men told King Herod. And King Herod saw that with now that Jesus was, this king, Jesus was being born, now he's going to slay him. Who do you think put that in Herod's heart? Satan put it in his heart. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet. Verse 19, but when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise now, and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. For they, underline they, are dead which sought the young child's life. Now, wait a minute. All of them died. Everybody died. Everybody. Now, listen, I'm not talking about God being a killer. I'm talking about God being just. God has a plan for your life. And there is nothing, you better hear what I'm saying, you got to believe your prophet. There is nothing that's going to stop His plan from coming to pass in your life. And let me tell you, I'm not just looking at my plan, I'm looking at my family plan. I'm looking at my children. I don't care what kind of shape they're in, there is nothing going to stop God's plan. I'm talking about this is your time of vengeance and recompense. Now, notice what there. Now, all of them are dead. Now, wait a minute. He just was down there a few years. He wasn't down there 10 years or 5 years. He was just down there just a few years. And in the few years that he was down there, they died. You know he wasn't down there long, because at 12 years old, he was up there in the synagogue and in those places talking to the priest. So you know he wasn't down there long. Now, you telling me in 10 years, everybody died of natural death? No, no. It's some vengeance in here somewhere. And I'm saying they're stepping in the way of the plan of God. And you cannot do that. Say amen. Now, look, come on back over to Acts chapter 5 real quick. Glory to God. Acts chapter 5. Let me know when you get there. Now, in Acts chapter 5, now, brace yourself up now. This is two people, Ananias and Sapphira. And they came, and look what it said, but certain a man named Ananias and his wife, with Sapphira's wife, had sold possession. and kept back part of a prize, and with his wife being privy to it, and brought certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Not to lie to me, because the Holy Ghost is running this now. And to keep back part of the price of the land. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? I mean, you could have done, why did you have to lie about it? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied to me, not to men, but you just lied to God. And Ananias, hearing these things, words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came upon all them who heard these things. And the young men rose up and spoke words and raised him from the dead. Is that what it said? No, it don't say that. They wound him up, carried him out back, and buried him. And then about the space of 3 hours, his wife, who was down there getting her hair done, I'm putting that in there myself, she knew what was done. She came down there and lied too, and she dropped dead. I'm just saying, isn't this different from the ministry of Jesus? I'm saying you're in the latter days right now. You're in a time right now that the church is going to get some respect. You're in a time right now that he's going to distinguish you as the leaders of this prophetic time. So I'm saying to you now, the Bible says the last part is verse 4 of Isaiah 61, and they shall build. Now that's why you need the restoration. That's why you need everything that's been stolen from you, everything that's been connived from you, everything that's been robbed from you, everything that's been embezzled from you. Every time you've been stolen from and you don't even know it, God kept records of it, because he's gathering all that up and he's going to bring it back over to you. I'm saying redemption is not complete without divine, come on, provision.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people who have been oppressed with forces that have sat on their destiny.
Justice is one of the main channels through which heaven's economy shall manifest. So whatever is now tampering with your destiny in God, whatever's after your peace, your progress, your career, your business, your children, God is going to command vengeance.
In this timely teaching by Dr. Bill Winston, your confidence is reestablished and hope is restored for receiving your day of justice.
God has kept records of everything that has been done to you, that has been stolen from you, that has been defrauded from you, that has been robbed from you. God has records, and today,
in this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why this set time cannot be stopped. God brings forth justice, not you. Vengeance is not hate, but the love of justice, and so much more. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. This is the set time to be victorious and win the battle in your day of justice.
Hello, this is Bill Winston. I want to thank my partners and those who have made contribution and those who have prayed for us for all that you've done for Bill Winston Ministries. You see, it's through your giving, it's through your loving support that we're able to do all the things that we have done. We came here with $200, my family and my wife, I tell you. We came here and a dear sister put us up in her home because God just told us to come. And she opened her home to us, that God told us to keep us until, you know, we got the ministry started. We started a little storefront church there on the west side of Chicago. Didn't have much at all, but we kept sowing. And kept reaping. Praise God. God kept increasing us more and more. In the book of Job, he said, though your beginning be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. You see, if you are willing and obedient, it says, you'll eat the good of the land. So we were willing and we were obedient, just doing what God said. And look how he grew the ministry and grew it. And next thing you know, we bought a shopping mall and then we built a new facility and people are coming from everywhere. And now we've been going to the nations of the earth. We're going out to the different nations. We're going to India where we have churches there and people are being born again and saved and miracles are taking place. We're going into Africa and different in South Africa and different parts of the continent of Africa, just bringing the Word of God. People's lives are being changed, I mean, forever. Also in some of the nations in the Caribbean and also Central America, we're going, and also in Brazil, where not only we're going and preaching the Word, but have brought up a business school, a Christian business school called the Joseph Business School in Brazil and some of the other nations. These are things that are happening. And the reason why they're able to happen is because of your support. It's because of people like you who have said, I believe in the vision that God has given this man of God, and I want to support it. Well, because of that, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, the Apostle Paul said this, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see, it's because you've helped me, I can help other people. And that's the way it's supposed to work. Pretty soon they grow up and they can help other people. And God wants us to take this and the love of God throughout the whole nations of the earth. So I want to say, first of all, thank you, partners. Thank you for being faithful and helping me take the gospel to the nations. I want to appeal to anybody else. If you see that you've been watching our broadcast, you've been enjoying it, perhaps God is hooking us up together. I'm not trying to take you away from your local church. I'm just saying that if God is hooking us up together and ask you to give something to help support this gospel going to the nations, I just ask you to help me. Obey God, and guaranteed he'll meet all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is Bill Winston. I love you. Keep walking by faith.
Help us fulfill the Great Commission by partnering with us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. To become a partner today, simply go online to www.billwinston.org and click on Become a Partner. Your giving to Bill Winston Ministries helps us take the gospel to your local communities and to the nations of the world. When you sow your financial seed today, know that every soul saved, every life transformed, and every family restored is accredited to your account. To become a partner or to sow a financial seed today, go online to www.billwinston.org. You can also write to us at Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, or call us at 1-800-711-9327. Thank you, partners, for helping us transform this world through the love of Jesus Christ. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.